daf is Chagiga, daf Vav, and we will talk about a topic that comes up in many different areas of halacha, in Lamdis and in Machshava as well, but it comes up from the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So we know the Mishnah quotes Machlokas, how much do each of the karbanos have to be worth, the Ola and the Shlamim, the Ola's Ri'iya and the Shalmei Chagiga. Right, so which one has to be worth more? So that's a discussion here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So back in our Mishnah, we had the Beis Shammai said that the Ola has to be worth two and the Chagiga is worth one. And Beis Hillel says the opposite. The Ola's Ri'iya is worth one and the Chagiga is worth two. Right, so why is what are the svaras for one being worth more than the other? So the Gemara says here on Davavam and Aleph here in Chagiga, which one is so to speak more special? Which one has an attribute that the other one doesn't have? So the Gemara discusses Ola versus Shlamim. It goes through a number of points, but let's just pick up one of them in the middle. Why does Beis Hillel say, not say that Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says that the Shlamim is worth double? The Kamed Re'iya Difa, you Beis Shammai says that the Re'iya, the Olas Re'iya, the Korban Ola that's brought for Alila Regal is better. The Ola Kula Lagavoa, because the Ola is totally burned the Mizbeach, and it goes up. Adaraba, Chagiga Difa, Chagiga is better. The Is Beis Shtei Achilos. Chagiga, the Shlamim is better, so to speak, because it has two achilos. What's two achilos? Some goes on the Mizbeach, and some goes to a person. Right? Shlamim, remember Rashi quotes al Torah, that why is Shlamim called Shlamim? Because it makes Shalom. Some for Hashem, some for the Kohanim, some for the Yisrael. So we're just going to take that line and zero in on it. Right? Is Ola, because it's Kula Lagavoa, that's Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel says that no, because it has shtei achilo. So two ideas really that come from Rav Yosef Engel. That's really what we're going to discuss today. and that is, one of them is in Beis HaOtzar, and one of them is in Lech Achtov. If you look in the Beis HaOtzar, see, it's two different versions. I don't know if he quotes this machlokas the second time, but in Beis HaOtzar he quotes, what's the nekudas of machlokas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? That the focus on the Ola being kula l'gavoa, the Ola totally burned, that's Beis Shammai, or Beis Hillel, do you focus on shtei achilos? So he says, it's Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, l'shitasam, amongst all many machlokos in Shas and in Chazal. We know that Beis Shammai is always associated with din, with justice, with strictness, and Beis Hillel is associated with chesed, and rachamim, and flexibility, right? Maybe one of the most famously is the Gemara Misach HaShabbos, where the converts come to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, three different stories, and Beis Shammai says, this is the maybe I'll just read the Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos. Remember, the convert first comes and says, I want to learn all of Torah, but only how many Torahs? Only Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebal Peh. Right, and the second story, I want to learn all of Torah Manas that I become the Kohen Gadol, because he overheard Pashas Tetzaveh. He heard the beautiful begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and he wants to be the Kohen Gadol. And the third story, again, teach me all of Torah on one foot. So that's where the in all of those cases, Beis Shammai, the Gemara's Lashon is Dachvo Ba'amas Habinyan. He pushes them away with the like a yardstick. Like a measuring stick of the binyan. Why does it say that? Why does the Gemara say, what, Beis Shammai happened to be holding a construction ruler and it happened to be pushed him away? No, but the point is maybe that Beis Shammai is always measured and midaktik, and exactly what it's supposed to be, that's what his shita is. But it's more of din, and that's why he pushes him away. And Hillel, that was Hillel and Shammai, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but it was Hillel and Shammai, but it went down to their students. That's a difference in Shita, whether it's about Din or Chesed or Rachamim. So maybe that says the Beis HaOtzar, maybe that's what's behind our Machlokas too. Beis Shammai is about the Karban Ola, it goes straight up to Hashem, right? It's very strict. Why the Beis Hillel said, no, Shlamim, you get some, Hashem gets some, the Yisrael gets some, the Bailam gets some. That's his first point. B'kisvi agada shalanu kasavnu. The machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel hanal. This machlokas Beis Shammai severe late to kalil adif. Ubeis Hillel osavar to yesh adifus gam l'shtei achilos. Lefi mi doseyem anod daos. B'sifrei chachmei ha'emes. Again, there are some Kabbalistic sources also that talk about in the future we're going to be able to focus on Din, and we're going to pass on Beis Shammai when Mashiach comes. That's not in the Nigla sources, I don't think. But it's in some more mystical sources. But we pass on Beis Hillel, right? And in Nigla sources, nothing's going to change when Mashiach comes, right? We're going to have the same Torah and the same rules. But either way, says the Beis Otsar, the Beis Shammai midasam adin, lachein he machmirim tamid, or Beis Hillel midasam achesed, v'lachein he makilim tamid, v'lachein Beis Shammai de midasam adin adif lu kalil dehi haktara v'hakrava. Right, the burning, Shehaada Makriv Lagavoa, Hia Ola Mimata Lamala, and it goes from down to up, the carbon ola. Ubeis Hilo Kfimi Dasama Chesed, Lachin Chashiv Luhu Gambeza Hilo, Slamala. Why? Kiachila Sadam in a carbon. The Bishocha Gavoa Kazachi, when a person takes part of the carbon and part of the kapara, so that itself, Beis Hilo says, is better. And Beis Shammai also, he says, Lo Ichmas Lu Kolkach Bashpoch Gashmius, Vadif Lu Kula Kalil. Carbon Ola is all Ruchani. And Beis Hillel says, no, Chesed, Midasam Nosenes Mevukash Hamshachas Koltov LeBeis Yisrael Gamba Gashmius Vinyani Olam Azev. Chaviv Lehu. And that's behind this Machlokas, maybe about Din and Rachmim. And then he says that maybe this is also the basis for the Machlokas of Kesa Merakim, Lufnei Akala. Right, the Gemara Ksubas, Dav Yiv Zayin, another famous Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What does Beis Shammai say? What did they say at Beis Shammai's family weddings? Kala Kamoshu. You don't say Kala Nova Chazuda. Kala Kamoshu. What does that mean? It's a discussion in the Rishonim. Do you say you have to focus on something that she has that is beautiful? But Kala Kamoshu, as is. Ubeisil Omim Kala Nova Chazuda. Right? Denoda, Dahan Hagohel, Yonamitas Machud. And he continues. It says, Beis Shammai is din, is strict, is fixed, is rigid. Beis Shammai kifimi dasam adin. Everything Hashem does is for the good. So that's another lishitasa between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Then he goes into maybe there Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer is known as the Talmud of Beis Shammai, right? Shamuti. And Beis Hillel, Rabbi Shua was the Talmud of Beis Hillel, so maybe he quotes another machlokas related, and maybe there are Lishitaso too. But then he says, one more machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and out of a totally different area. The Gemara at the end of the Mishnah at the end of Hamafkin, Bamitzia. The case of Shlichus Yad. Right, we know if I'm a shomer and I'm holding something, I have to abide by the rules of the Shmirah, whether I'm a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. I'm not allowed to use it if I'm a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. What if I did? I was sholeach yad bepikadon. Sholeach yad bepikadon. I used it. So, machlokas. So I'm chayiv if I used it. What if I thought about using it? I decided, you know what, I have that guy's item. I say, when I get home today, I'm going to use it. I decided. I had machshava. So, has it already been considered that I used it? L'may nafkamina. It might be that I'm already chayiv and onsen. If something happens to the item, if I already considered it as if I used it, so then it's already mine, lagabe, certain chiyuvim that kick in. So that's a machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that right when you think about using it, it's already kiilu you used it. The machshava is kamaisa. The machshava is significant. Ubeis Hillel omer meinu chayiv ashir shalech bo yad. And Beis Hillel says, you only chayev if you actually do shlichus yad. So what's this about? So again, Rabbi Yosef Engel, fascinating. And as he always, in these types of ma'amorim, he says, we know, the Rashi quotes at the beginning of the Torah, that Hashem wanted Allah b'machshava to create the world with midas hadin, right? The machshava is associated with din, but he saw the world wouldn't survive, and therefore he was meshatef midas harachamim. B'tchila machshava levaros ala midas hadin. Shenem abreishes baro elokim. Elokim is midas hadin. Ra'ach kadosh baruch hu shein olam miskayim midas hadin. Chazer v'shitef midas harachamim. Shere b'yom asos Hashem elokim eretz v'shamayim. When Hashem actually created the world, he added rachamim to the din. So he says, Beis Shammai goes by the Uzos associated with Din, because that's the Machshava of the world. You see, Machshava is significant, and therefore even a Machshava, L'shloach Bo Yad, is significant, and therefore you'd already be Chayev. But Beis Hillel goes by the actual Maisa. So until you actually use the item, so then it's not going to be Chayev. and therefore that is the basis. Beisilah to be das macheses shiyonu rak b'maisabria. Who shahaya hishtatvus midas acheser anav v'lachin lo alim lu machshava k'ma beishamai uboi ma'isa dafka v'lachin mechayven al shiyishaleh po yad b'ma'isa mamish. Fascinating, but that is an example of Rabbi Yosef Engel's genius, where he has three. Our machlokas between Meishamah and Beis Hillel about Ola versus Shlamim, and the machlokas about Ketzah Meraktim Lefnei Akala, and the machlokas about Shlichus Yad B'Pikadon, three totally different worlds, but he puts it together, and maybe that's what behind our machlokas about Shlamim versus Ola, number one. But maybe there's another way, and this is a different Rabbi Yosef Engel, and I don't know, I went through a bunch of it, but if you look in Lekach Tov, Klal Tezvav, he quotes 15 different examples. Maybe there's another one I didn't focus. Maybe this one is here too. But another explanation of maybe what's happening here. That in terms of you have by Ola you have one element. It's burned on the Mizbeach, and by the Shlamim you also have consumption, but it's less intense consumptions. It's not all burned on the Mizbeach, right, which is an intensity that you don't have by Shlamim, but there are more people involved. Shlamim, some goes to me, some goes to you, some goes to the Mizbeach, but it's a less intense on the Mizbeach, because it's only some of it on the Mizbeach. So maybe there's another way to look at the this issue, and that is quantity versus quality. Quantity versus quality. That's the what if you have more quantity but less quality? In any area of halacha, what wins? What wins? So where does it start? It starts with, it could be a machlokas rishonim. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, that if we have two averas, that we have to violate one avera, so it's better to do the less avera. Right, the one that is more kal, ma'achilin oso akal akal. That's the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei Gimel. If somebody is in pikuach nefesh and they have to eat something not kosher, so it's better to eat a chayve lavin than a chayve kares. It's better to eat a chayve kares than a chayve skila. Right, all the different lashonos. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Mishach zu bomis ma'achilin oso akal akal. You just try to give him the less tevel than nevela. If you have tevel in front of you, which is misa b'deshamayim, and you have nevela, in unshechted carbon, give him nevela, because that's a lav, right? That's not misa de shemayim. Tevel v'shvius, right? Then you give shvius. Tevel v'truma tanoi. So it goes through all of the different levels. So asks the Ran, right here in Yuma, what happens if it's Shabbos? It's Shabbos, and a person has to eat meat or else they're going to die. And in front of you, you have some non-kosher meat, right, you have a nevela, meaning it wasn't shechted properly, and you have a cow. So what are your choices? Your choices are to eat the nevela, right, or to shech the animal and salt it and skin it and cook it and then eat it. So what do you do? Right, so nevela is like a chayvi lavin. And the by the shechita of Shabbos, shechting is a malacha daraisa, and salting is a malacha daraisa, and cooking is a malacha daraisa. So what do you do? So he quotes one day of the Ravid, but then he says himself, Avanir Ali, he says that you shecht and you salt and you do all of those malachas. Avanir Ali says the Ran. Shlagabe chola ein iser nevela kal mi iser Shabbos. Nehid nevela iser la v'Shabbos iser skila. You're right. Nevela is only a lav and Shabbos is skila. Ika chumra achrina b'nevela. But nevela has an added stringency. Lefi shaha ochla over b'lav al kol zayas v'zayas shiva. Every kezayas of the nevela that I eat, I get an avera. Kidamrina lagabi nazir shari shosa yayin, like the sugi of nazir. Amr al tishta al tishta. If I keep telling the nazir, don't drink the wine, and every time he drinks the wine, it's a separate avera. Chayvak alachas v'achas. Aval inyin Shabbos lo aver ela b'shash shchita. V'char lavu diika ma'isa Shabbos mutarin. I shecht it. That's an avera. I salt. That's an avera. But what, after that's done, then it's all mutter. The kaimalan he called v'masekol. Mishum hachi lavin harbe dinavela lo mikri iser kal legabe char lav de Shabbos. The avagat havi iser skila. So that's an amazing Ran. So Ran said it's better to violate one or two serious averas than to violate many lighter averas. Right? So from that run, you might say that quantity beats quality, so to speak. That kamut overpowers the echus. And Abu Chanan Wasserman says, maybe that run is against Tosfos. Maybe Tosfos wouldn't say that. Which Tosfos? Tosfos on Daf Gimel in Meseches Yevamos. In Meseches Yevamos. The sugyas in Yevamos, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Those are the sugyas of Asi, Docha, Los Asi. So we know Yibum might be, I say might be because it's a machlokas, whether it is an example or not, might be an example of Asi, Docha, Los Asi, of a mitzvah of Yibum, which be Docha, the Los Asi of Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is my brother's wife. That's an Isser Erva, Chayev Ikares. But if a man dies without children, so then his brother has a mitzvah to do Yibum. So that could be an example of Asi Docha Lo Sase. That's why the Gemara goes into it here. So Tosfos asks, on Gimel Beis, well, if it's an example of Asi Docha Lo Sase, why don't we use Yibum to be an example of Asi Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bo Kares? Which is an even more serious situation, because this isn't just Asi Docha Lo Sase of tzitzis and chatnis, right? Pushing off the Isra of cutting off Tsaras, which is a lav. But it's Azalosh Yishma Kares. Vim Tomar, Milo Yafidan de Litri, Maise de Yibum, the Dachi Losase de Kares, the Eshes Ach. Right? So maybe that's what's going on here. So Vechi Tema, and says then the Tosus, maybe this is exactly what the Gemara is asking later on in Dav Zayin in Yevamos, which we're not going to read again. But maybe this is exactly what the question is there. You can read a line of the Gemara like that, and that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. Maybe Yibim should be the Makar. Says Tosfos, it can't be. And therefore what? Therefore the Gemara, according to how Tosfos interprets this line of the Gemara says not only should regular case of Yibim should exist, but let's say two brothers are married to two sisters. The Gemara there says there's no Yibim. Why? Because not only is that being Docha, the Isra of Eishes Ach, but it's Achos Isha. It's my wife's sister, which Yibim is not Docha. But the Gemara seems to be asking that later on. So says Tosfos, and if you want to say this is the question of the Gemara, you can't say that. Because what does the Gemara answer? No. By Achos Isha, there's two Averas. And here there's only one Avera. Right? By Eishes Ach, there's only one Avera, and Achos Isha would be two Averas. And Tosfos says, but that can't be how you read the Gemara, because there's never a difference by one or two Averas. And if Asi Docha Lo Sase works to be Docha one Avera, it would be work to be Docha two Averis. That's the line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, if you say Asi Docha one Lo Sase, you'd say Asi Docha five Lo Sases. It doesn't make a difference, says Rabbi Elchanan. Oh, what do you see from there? According to Tosfos, maybe quantity doesn't make a difference. Quantity doesn't make a difference. And then Tosfos continues. But again, that's Tosfos' line. You can't say that. That's what the Gemara is talking about, because the Gemara answered one versus two, and you would never have a difference between one versus two by Asi Docha Lo Sase. So suggests Rabbi Elchanan, oh, maybe this Tosfos is against the Ran. But either way, this is an issue of quantity versus quality. Maybe this is even now Rabbi Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov quotes 15 examples. We're not going to go through all of them, but two or three of quantity versus quality. When is that an issue? The Gemara Tzvachim has a question of Tadir or Mekudash. What goes first? If I have a carbon that's Tadir, Shein Tadir, like a regular Shabbos, the carbon Tamid is Tadir, and the carbon Musaf is more Mekudash. Right? It's more sanctified. So which goes first? So we Paskin, Tadir goes first. But what's that question about? So it says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe it's about quantity versus quality. Tadir is more quantity. You have it every day. Mekudash is more quality, right? It's deeper, it's more intense. Maybe that exactly is the issue of the Gemara. The Rambam, he quotes the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, "V'hakol lefi rov hamaaseh." Everything goes by rov hamaaseh. What does that mean? The Rambam there in the Pirshei Mishnayos says, "Is it better to give one ani 1,000 shekel or 1,000 aniim 1 shekel each? Which one is better?" So the Rambam says, 1,000 aniyim, 1 shekel each. Why? Because that's mashpia on you. Right? Doing 1,000 acts of tzedakah is greater than doing 1 act of tzedakah. And it's better to do 1,000 than 1. So he says, oh, maybe that's also our issue. Also our issue, right? Quantity, or giving the aniyim, you know, less money is less quality, but it's greater quantity in terms of the actions. Giving 1, 1,000, you know, would be greater quality. So maybe that also is related to our sugya. Or, again, this is, again, classic genius, Right? We know, remember the story in Bereishis, Avraham Avinu comes with Sarah to a strange place, and he says that he lies that she's my sister. Why does he say she's my sister? Because if I was worried that if I say she's my wife, you would kill me, and so that you could be able to be with my wife. Why? Because why would they kill Avraham Avinu? Because they don't want to violate Gilui Arayos. They don't want to violate America, but they'd kill him. They'd kill him. They wouldn't worry about murder, but they'd worry about Gilui Arayos. Right? Why? So he says, maybe quality of his... Killing you is one-time thing. They'll kill him, it's done. Gilui Arayos is every time they're with her. Every time they're with her, Gilui Arayos. So maybe they realize that, you know, that quantity is much worse. Right? The question is, which is worse, Gilui Arayos, murder? Okay, that's a discussion. But either way, these are examples. So what does this have to do with us? Maybe this is part of what's going on in our Gemara too. Not exactly the same. But again, our Gemara is about Ola versus Shlamim. Ola is more intense. Ola is more intense. It's an intense, you burn everything on the Mizbeach. Shlamim is less intense, but there's more recipients. It's split up more. So maybe that itself, the fact that a person, a Kohen and a Yisrael and the Mizbeach are all involved, even if it's less intense on the Mizbeach, so maybe that would be why that would be a greater factor. But again, this is quality versus quantity, and it comes up many different areas in Shas and in the Rishonim, but it all, again, starts with that Ron and Tosfos, but it also might be behind this Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll stop here.